The Genius video was shot in a disused warehouse space in South London, and for once it wasn't actually raining that day, so they had to hose down the outside to get that effect. Before we made the Genius video, we'd been submitting a lot of treatments by a lot of video companies, and they were all abysmal. Thankfully, we finally hooked up with the Dempsey twins and we went over a cool treatment together, and I made them watch the movie Leon and told them that was the look we were after. The riot cops you see throughout the video, some of them were friends of ours and a lot of them were extras. They looked quite menacing throughout the entire piece. On the first tea break, we actually discovered that most of them were gay, which I find quite amusing because we were saying to ourselves how scary they looked and they were actually chatting amongst themselves saying how scary we looked. The little stop motion animation section here with the riot cops moving around themselves is actually the part that the band fought most vehemently to have removed from the video. None of us dug it in the offline edit, but the Dempsey twins convinced us that it was cool and we should leave it in. I'm glad we did because it was a nice little touch. I think it's touches that make videos. There's a little section here where Mark's hair's going backwards. Right there. It's not directly noticeable, but it adds to the overall feeling of the piece. To get all this cool looking slow-mo but in time imagery, they have to give you the playback of the track you're miming to at double speed. So you have to try and keep a straight face and sing your tune at the speed of Pinky and Perky, which it sounds like you're on helium balloons. We drove the directors absolutely mental because Jim and I had to do about 10 takes because we just kept pissing ourselves laughing. Around the time that we wrote the song Genius, the government had actually passed a law that banned free concerts outside, so the Genius video was kind of our way of sticking it to the man and giving him the middle finger without getting arrested. There's a really nice little touch coming up where the guy's face gets distorted by the power of the tune. That's always been a favourite little section of the video for me. And cue the obligatory explosion. If you actually take a close look at the stuntman there, it looks like Robert De Niro. I managed to have a chat with him in one of the breaks and it turned out he was doing a Bond movie that same day. So it was Pitch Shifter in the morning and James Bond at night. The next section is my own fault. I said, hey, they're riot cops, why don't we have a riot hose? Hose me down. And in the first scene there, the power of the words pushes the water back. But then inevitably I get soaked. I mean, the thing was freezing cold water and it was about 4,000 pounds per square inch. It completely bruised up my face and arms and we needed to do two or three takes. So I had to have three complete sets of clothes for the video shoot. And the last shot where I'm doing the sigh at the end, that's real because I'm freezing and I'm knackered and we've been there for 15 hours. There you go.